Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising elevated.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. On from 1 till 4, then download the podcast after 4 o'clock. Listen to what you missed. A lot of good stuff in the first hour. So if you missed it, you download the podcast on the iHeartRadio app, John Cobell Show. John Cobell Show on Demand is the full title. I mean, you'll figure it out. Ghoul Pool 2023. Winners will be announced in an hour. So be here right at 3 o'clock, and we'll go through the list of winners. We'll also set up for 2024. You'll be, a few of you will be able to call in, and we'll put you on the air, and you give us your nominations. Steve Gregory in the studio.
Happy New Year, John.
Happy New Year.
Are you going to be a happier guy this year? Are you going to be in a better mood?
I'd screw up my success. What do you think they pay me for?
I just thought I'd ask. I'm going
to come on and do happy stuff? You wouldn't listen to that.
You know what? I would love for you to fill in for Neil Saavedra's show for a couple of weeks and do food.
Oh, I thought maybe for Jesus.
Oh, God,
no. I could do the Satan show.
There you go.
I think Satan needs equal time here. Yeah, the food show. How much do people want to hear about cheeseburgers?
I was going to say, it'll be ground beef for 3 hours.
That's right. Yeah. All right. At the border, they cracked 300,000 illegal immigrants for the month of December. That is a new monthly record.
Yeah. In fact, my sources are saying 302,000.
302,000.
Yeah.
Now, that is, they've actually stopped 302,000 people and gotten their names. And
yes, they have processed 302,000 people between the ports of entry, going from San Diego sector to the west all the way out to the Rio Grande sector in Texas.
That's a hell of a database, huh?
Yeah.
And it's millions of people for the year, right? They must be over 2 million, close to 3 million by
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Oh, it's astronomical. And of that, 127,000, just, and we're talking the first 28 days of December, not even the full month, because they were averaging a little over 9,000 a day. So the first 28 days of December, they processed 127,000 single adult migrants, 12,000 unaccompanied children.
12,000.
12,000.
So families are just sending their kids out by themselves, and these mostly teenagers, or there's some little kids?
They're all juveniles. It's a mix. It's all juveniles. And then we can get a little deep dive in the second there. And then another 96,000 were actually family units, parents and their children together.
So processed means
the agent fills out a form. Yeah, they've just been documented. Doesn't mean they've got ID, because remember, that's been one of the biggest problems all along here, especially with the unaccompanied minors. There's no identification. There's no database that they're coming from. And there's no sharing of databases between the United States and Venezuela and Nicaragua and other central and southern, you know, parts of or South America and Central America. There's so no sharing of databases.
After the form gets filled out, then what?
Well, it depends. If they, for some reason, pop up on some sort of a criminal database, then they would be treated as a criminal alien and they would be remanded into some sort of custody, whether it's a, you know, a murder charge, a rape charge, or a theft charge.
Well, do the criminals give their real names?
Well, here's the thing. So they also process by fingerprint.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so they'll do biometrics as well, especially with the single men. You know,
I was going to say, adult men. You got to zone in on that.
So
single young adult men, because you're going to get a bigger hit rate.
But here's the problem that's been going on over the last few years. And that's the unusually high number of what they call OTMs, other than Mexican. These are people coming in from other countries. And the number of migrants coming in from Asia, the Middle East, has grown exponentially over just the last 3 years. And that's the thing that everyone's really cognizant about. We're not talking about, I mean, we get very few people from Mexico anymore.
Yeah, I know. It's overwhelmingly, I think I've read 160 countries, roughly. All right. So let's say you have a real terrorist guy, real bad guy, and he gives a fake name. His fingerprint's not in the database. He's been doing his bad stuff out in the Middle East somewhere. I mean, is anybody trying to do any kind of a How do you do a background check on hundreds of thousands of people a month?
The only crime that was committed is that you crossed into the United States illegally. That's a misdemeanor.
Yeah, which is nothing.
All you're going to get is a cite and release and a court date.
And then you don't show up for the court date anyway.
And then we don't have enough agents for interior enforcement to begin with.
Right. So I wonder why they even bother. Why do they even process? It's amazing they go through all this paperwork and all this processing when these people, most of them are never gonna formally apply for asylum. The criminals are gonna disappear into their criminal syndicates. I can't imagine how frustrated the Border Patrol agents are.
Oh, I mean, their morale continues to be at an all-time low. I mean, and the sources I have in Border Patrol, you talk to them and they sound tired, they sound frustrated. Overworked, understaffed. Here's a number for you if you want to do the math. Right now, there are just under 800 immigration judges in the United States trying to process over 3 million pending cases.
That's impossible.
Yeah.
All this is impossible. The numbers are so enormous. The whole thing is futile.
That's why they say that the average wait to get in front of an immigration judge is 5 years.
And most people... vast majority fail their asylum test, right?
The
judge says no asylum. Because you can't come here for economic reasons.
Poverty is not an asylum criteria.
Yeah, most people don't understand that. I hear people say all the time, they're just poor looking for work. It's like, that's not a legal criteria for asylum. You have to really be persecuted by the government or really be living under the threat of violence. It's got to be something.
So last time that I was down at the border, I was covering that. Well, I was down there covering the COVID restrictions at that time. And then the people from Russia and Ukraine trying to get in from you know, the San Ysidro port of entry. But if you remember correctly, one of the last times I went down there is when that caravan came up. Remember that big caravan? By the way, there is a caravan en route. It's not estimated when it'll be here yet, but it left on Christmas Eve, departed with tens of thousands.
Yeah, I've heard about it.
Yeah, it's on its way. So we'll probably be down there when they get there again. But
and the cartels organize a caravan like that?
The cartels are a travel agency.
Yeah.
Oh, they're the travel agency. And here's the thing. We could get in a deep dive on the kids, just what the kids go through alone and how some of those kids are brought in here. Their parents pay the money for the kid to come in. And a lot of these kids are turned into sex slaves and turned into work slaves. And then they notify the families like, well, you know, you're not going to get your kid back now. They got to work off an additional fee. So then those juveniles, a lot of young girls, for instance, are put into the sex trade almost immediately.
And everybody knows this is happening. Everybody who's responsible for this in government knows this is happening, right. That we're aiding the drug cartels into providing young girls as sex slaves.
That's why.
It's just astonishing that nobody in government wants to stop any of this.
That's why some of the politicians in the GOP were accusing the Biden administration of being human traffickers, sex traffickers. Because they were allowing this to happen. I wanted to get back to the other thing, too, on the asylum thing. When I was down there at the caravan the last time, I had met a group of about 200 LGBTQ people that all claimed they were being persecuted because of their sexuality. So now that's become a faction of these caravans now. A great many of them are starting to claim that they're in the LGBTQ community.
And they may not be, but it gives them some kind of special protection.
Yeah, so because they've realized now, because what happens is the cartel's very smart about this. They know exactly how to counsel these people to spend the money to come up. And they know now, because of the way policies are, that when they reach the border, a lot of them don't try to run anymore. They just show up and they actually wave down the border agents because they know the treatment they're about to receive.
Why do you think, and this is not a political question, why is the government in bed with the drug cartels? Why are they helping enable the drug cartels to make billions of dollars and engaging in all sorts of the worst trafficking crimes? It seems like they have no interest in taking on the cartels and no way slowing them down. And after a while, you start thinking really dark thoughts about what's really going on here.
Well, it's funny you say that because, you know, when I sat down with the head of the DEA here in Los Angeles and Bill Bodner, and, you know, we talked to him, and when you talk to someone like that, he is absolutely 110% focused on putting a stop to this because just of the fentanyl crisis alone. Mm-hmm. But politically, we don't put the money and resources into fighting that drug, that artery that comes up.
You know, but that's a choice. We choose not to take on the drug cartels. Why are we making that choice as a government? Why are they in bed and enabling drug cartels
to do all
this evil?
Cartels operate here in the United States, especially here in the L.A. area. So our local jurisdiction fights it head on when they can. But the cartels and their root organizations are in a foreign country. We have no rights or jurisdiction to go down there and fight the cartels head on. We have to work with the government down there. And that government down there doesn't really want to go after them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we've done all kinds of dirty undercover operations around the world. That's what the CIA is for.
Yeah, well, I don't know what to tell you about that. I mean, because I'm with you. I mean, we have some of the most sophisticated minds in law enforcement strategy, military strategy on the face of the earth. And we can't, for some reason, we can't take out these operations like this. You know, any of these mob organizations.
Sometimes I wonder, are U.S. officials getting a cut of the proceeds? Are U.S. officials getting paid off by the drug cartels not to engage?
Well, we've
got ways of punishing Mexico if we want to economically.
Yeah, but politically, that's not favorable.
Politically, it's not favorable to
punish Mexico for anything. Remember, we can't do anything with commerce down there at the border. We can't do anything to halt commerce down there or any sanctions of whatsoever because they're one of our allies. And threatening sanctions against them for drug cartels, that ain't going to work.
I know, but I mean, the fentanyl alone is killing 70,000 people a year.
I will only tell you this because, you know, I don't talk politics, but I will tell you that the current climate in the administration is a hands-off approach with with the government of Mexico.
All right. Very good, Steve. Thank you.
You got
very
it,
much. We'll talk more coming up.
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio 1 till 4 after 4 o'clock. John Kobelch Show on demand on the iHeart app. Moist line. We got to do a rush on the moist line. Short week. It's already Tuesday. 877-MOIST-86. 877-MOIST-86. Leave your thoughts. If you can't follow the letters on a phone, it's 877-664-7886. 877-664-7886. Just had Steve Greger on to talk about the border. This is just absolutely shocking because you have politicians in both parties now screaming at this administration to close the border, and they know how to close the border. We already have, you don't have to write a single new law. They know how to close the border. It's obvious common sense. This is all done on purpose. It's kind of a waste of time for politicians to say that Biden is incompetent, that they're failing at their duty, blah, 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 blah. No, this is their decision. They want to flood the nation with illegal immigrants. And this is an executive decision by the remnants of Joe Biden, powered mainly by these left-wing, progressive, fanatic cult members who think it's their moral duty to bring in millions of poor people in a very short time. There's nowhere to put them. You see in New York City, they're spending about $400 a day per illegal alien. And they've got, I don't know, well over 100,000, maybe closer to 200,000 by now. There's no rooms for them. There's no room in the schools for the kids. There's no housing for them. Unaccompanied minors. You heard Steve talk about the huge number of unaccompanied minors. There's 800 judges, as he said, and there's a backlog of 3 million pending cases. So each judge would have to go through 4,500 cases. And then, you know, by next year, you know, Biden's going to be around at least another year. That could be another 3 million people. So that'll be another 4,500 cases per judge. This is all intentional, and both parties are screaming at him. The mayors are beside themselves. Of course, the mayors are so full of it because they declared themselves sanctuary cities. The mayor of New York, this boob Eric Adams, he's trying to ban the buses from Texas from entering New York City. So now the Texas buses are stopping in New Jersey and dumping the illegals out there because New Jersey is sanctuary state as well. And all this is going to hurt the people who live in the poor neighborhoods the most. I mean, it shows you that, you know, the Democratic leaders in these cities and states, they don't care about what happens in poor neighborhoods. You're going to get a flood of illegal immigrant children who can't speak English, who are going to be in all the classrooms now. Not to mention, I mean, the criminals, I don't know, so many different categories are so outrageous. The girls who are getting sold into sex slavery, why is the U.S. government partnering with the Mexican drug cartels to bring in young girls from all over the world when everyone knows they're going to be sold into sex slavery? Nobody objects? You know, for all the moral scolding that goes on in this country, in our culture, over any number of things, here you have a huge whopper, literally thousands of girls sold into sex slavery with the cooperation of our government and the Mexican drug cartels and the Mexican government. And everybody knows what's going on. Nothing is stopped. What's the real story behind this? There's got to be another story behind this. And no matter how many politicians scream from both parties at the Biden administration, they just keep going on and on, letting this occur like it's never occurred in the history of the nation. It's just astonishing. Most of these people don't qualify for asylum. So I'm sick of hearing the boo-hoo stories. Oh, they're poor. They just want to work. Eventually, there's nowhere for them to work. We don't have that many open jobs in the country. Where are they going to work? The unemployment rate's like 3%. What, are they going to take away jobs from other legal immigrants at the minimum wage level? I mean, most of the people working the minimum wage jobs in the service industry, there are no job openings there. You're going to take in these people and pay them even less money, cash under the table? This doesn't help anybody. This is a disaster for everybody. And yet it goes on. We get the same report every day. It's a Groundhog Day situation. One day the story, and the terrorists? How could you not end up with some tragic terrorist attack when you're letting in terrorists from, I mean, Russians, Middle Easterners? Everybody's coming in. They're coming here to do damage on purpose. Because you don't even have to come with ID. If you come without ID, it's no issue. I don't know. I don't know what this is about. There's something else going on. We come back. This is one of my favorite recurring segments to do. Increasingly, writers, even pro electric car writers, are writing about what it's like to take a long drive with an electric car and are unable to find anywhere to charge it. And this was by a guy in Motor Trend magazine. All right, Motor Trend, this is a car geek. This is a guy who does pom-poms for electric vehicles. And we've got a story from him. His name is Christian Seabaugh. And he had to go on an emergency trip with his wife to Sacramento. He's got to drive 600 miles, I guess, from down here in Southern California to Sacramento. And you wouldn't believe how difficult it was to get there because he had an electric Ford F-150 Lightning pickup truck. The headline has the word nightmare in it. And I don't know how long this scam is going to go on, this electric car scam, because there's nowhere to charge these things. And wait till you hear this story. It's actually hysterical.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average. Plus, it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio 1 to 4, after 4 o'clock, you go that podcast, Get in the Habit. John Cobalt Show on demand on the iHeart app. All right, this is, after 3 o'clock, Ray Lopez will be in here. Ghoulpool, who are the winners in Ghoulpool 2023? How many went 3 for 3? How many went 2 for 3? Who are the leading selections who did not die? If you don't know Ghoulpool, we're going to explain it all and you could enter. Maybe it's your first time. Maybe you've been doing it for many years. That's coming up after 3 o'clock. It's almost like a national holiday. I love this story. Motor Trend magazine. Obviously, if you're a car geek, this is a big publication. And you know, they've been pushing and testing and promoting all the electric vehicles. And one of the writers, Christian Seabaugh, big, big fan of electric vehicles. And he's got a Ford F-150 Lightning pickup truck, okay? And we did a story by another writer about the Lightning pickup truck. You've probably seen the commercials for it. And, you know, it shows the car, these cars, the commercials, they go speeding along, handling all kinds of mountain roads or rough roads or flying down the highway. It all looks glorious. You know, it doesn't make any noise and just looks so glamorous. Boy, you're not going to believe this story. Christian Seebaugh has a family emergency. He's got to drive from Southern California to Sacramento. This happened on Labor Day afternoon. Family emergency 600 miles away. He and his wife grabbed their suitcases, stuffed them with clothes, and then jumped into the Ford Lightning EV pickup. Imagine it was some kind of health emergency, although he doesn't say specifically in the story. Now, this is how frustrating, from beginning to end in this article, and I will not read the whole thing, but it's all good. From beginning to end, everything looks irritating about this. Because I sit here and I try, okay, for the purpose of reading this story, I'm going to have an open mind. Maybe these things are really fun, really cool, and maybe I, too, can help save the planet. Well, first he says you got to take 20 minutes route planning. Ford has an app, and there are independent apps like PlugShare. And you have to spend 20 minutes plotting your route so you find the proper charging stations. And that if you don't do that, you'll probably lose 40 minutes looking for them. So that's your choice. Waste 40 minutes looking for a charging station or 20 minutes planning to find the charging station. This is a simple trip, mostly up Interstate 5 from here to Sacramento. Now, he says one annoying thing is you have to go about 70 miles an hour. That's the sweet spot. And that's the fastest you can go and still get a good range. You go more or less than, and 70's not that fast. Oh, I just went up the 15 driving to Utah over the weekend. And, everybody's going 80, 90 miles an hour. You go 70, you're going to be run off the road into a ditch. But that's the best you can do if you want to keep maximum range. So he started with a 93% charge, and he's got a range of 287 miles. And he was going to stop twice up Interstate 5. Each stop was expected to be 45 minutes. Now, right there, I'm thinking, okay, you have to waste 20 minutes on your app plotting where you're going to stop. You then make two stops at two charging stations, 45 minutes each. That's 90 minutes for the stops, plus the 20 minutes staring at the apps. Now you're looking at two extra hours added to your trip. Two. Because when we were driving to Utah, I timed it. I could fill up a 16-gallon tank in about 5 minutes. He says that only twice has his pickup gotten more than 200 miles on a charge. It says on the screen that you're going to get 287 miles. In reality, that never happens. You rarely get over 200. So he locked in cruise control at 70 miles an hour and finally gets to Harris Ranch in Coalinga. That's where the first charging station is. There are six chargers. When he gets to Harris Ranch, two of the chargers were occupied. A third one was offline. A fourth one said charger unavailable. The final two, chargers number 5 and 6, appeared to be online, but neither one worked. Now, he's down to 37 miles of range. He's down to a 14% charge. He's got six chargers in front of him. Four are broken. The other two are occupied, and these people need an hour to charge their cars. And there's no other option. What are you going to do? So he calls the company who runs the charging station They call themselves Electrify America. He gets put on hold for 10 minutes. He gets an agent on the line, explains the issue, and she says, oh, the Harris Ranch Chargers, they're tagged for maintenance. Tagged for maintenance. That means they're broken. They don't work. She apologized for the trouble. Don't you love that when customer service reps profusely apologize repeatedly? What do they care? You know, they're sitting in an office in the Philippines getting paid some kind of slave wage to say, I apologize. I understand. I hear you. That's what they say. I hear you. I understand your frustration. I'm really sorry this happened. No, they're not sorry. The company was sorry. They wouldn't have broken chargers everywhere. So then he goes back to the charging app map, and he finds that there's another charging station on the other side of the freeway, but these are slow chargers. There's one tower open there. That charger was down too. So he goes back to the first set of six chargers and got in line behind a BMW. Had to wait another 20 minutes. Then he plugs in. It's a really low rate, and it looks like he's not going to get to Sacramento till 2 in the morning. He's on this charger for an hour. He's only got two-thirds of a charge and about 180 miles of range. He decides to get back on the road, and he'll stop at another charging station 100 miles away. And there they found a working one, but they realized they were going to be in so late, they're going to have to stop at a hotel. Now, remember, this is an emergency. This is like a health emergency situation. They have to go and see family. They can't get there. They can't get there because all the chargers are broken. And if they're not broken, they're really, really slow. Finally, they surrendered, went to a hotel, plugged in to a hotel charger so they could sleep for a few hours and then wake up with a full charge. Now, who in their right minds would go on a trip like this? This is just to get to Sacramento. I'm reading this and I'm saying, if I hear one more electric vehicle commercial, one more activist, one more politician, one more anybody say, burp out one more word about electric vehicles, F and you. Who the hell wants to go through this? This is nonsense. This is complete nonsense. How did they forget the charging stations? How did they forget the fast charging stations? And this is in Motor Trend magazine, which has been a leading cheerleader for this EV revolution. This is all a load of crap. And now it's 2024. We are 11 years away from a Governor Newsom mandate that every car sold be electric. Well, they better have a really good 11 years developing the technology. Because you remember what we told you a couple of weeks ago. Joe Biden, 2 years ago, gave out $2 billion for electric charging network across the country. Not one has been built in 2 years. Not one. So 11 years isn't that long. And right now they are at a pace of building zero a year for the federal network. More coming up, and John Cobalt Show, and we're going to do Ghoul Pool 2023 after Deborah's 3 o'clock news, and she's got news right now.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
On from 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand. We've got Ghoul Pool 2023, the results coming up in just minutes. And Ray Lopez is going to be here. We're going to tell you who won. Some people picked 3 for 3. A lot of people picked 2 out of 3. And it looked like it was just a bumper crop of people in their 90s dying. And that provided more winners than I can remember in a while. For those of you who just pick the oldest on the list. We'll give you all the details coming up. This is hard to believe, but we got some audio that proves it's true. You know, one of the worst mayors, you think Karen Bass is bad, One of the worst mayors in the country is Brandon Johnson, mayor of Chicago. He's the one who declared Chicago a sanctuary city, and now he's squealing like a pig ever since because so many illegal aliens have migrated to Chicago, either through Texas buses or otherwise. And he's whining and complaining, and of course, crime is really, really bad. You think crime's bad here? Oh, my God. Chicago's an absolute war zone. It's like being in Gaza. It's just crazy bad. And there's a lot of poverty. And he's decided that the reason for the poverty is that he is admitting that in Chicago, a lot of the crime is being committed by young black men. But what they need is reparations. And he actually went on national television to make his case, saying that paying reparations will reduce the crime rate. Here he is, Brandon Johnson, Chicago mayor on CNN.
We have stood up an entire office dedicated to reentry. So individuals who are returning to our communities who have been incarcerated because of failed policies, we'll have a welcoming space for them. I've added a half a million dollars for restoration and reparations to address, again, the cycle of violence, which looks like school closings, closing of mental health facilities, of which I've invested in now.
You know, he's saying that if you pay criminals money, they'll stop committing crimes. They've done research on this. It doesn't work. You commit crimes because you're a bad person. Because some criminals make a lot of money stealing. And they keep on stealing. It's never, they're as greedy as anybody else. And in Chicago, you can steal and get away with it. Just like in Los Angeles, you can steal and get away with it. If you get away committing an act with profits, you're going to keep committing those acts. See, it's simple. George Leaf wrote a piece about this in the National Review. There's another writer named Hans Bader. And here are things that are just absolutely true. There's no connection between poverty and crime. You give people money, lots of money like that, has no effect on their behavior because they're bad people. Finally, paying money based on race is unconstitutional. So if he actually implements this program, it'll get thrown out. Somebody will sue, it'll get thrown out in court because you can't give money just because somebody's skin color is one hue or another. That's just not legal. But Hans Bader points out in his writing, and you should write this down anytime this subject ever comes up. There is one roadmap out of poverty, or one roadmap to not fall into poverty. This works for people of any race, okay? White, black, Asian, any ethnicity, Hispanic, you name it. This is 100% will work. You will avoid poverty if you do the following things. And this is from a black economist named Walter Williams. Simple. Number one, complete high school. Number two, get a job. Any kind of job. Number three, get married before you have children. Number four, don't break any laws. Be a law-abiding citizen. You got that? So you complete high school, you get any kind of a job, you get married before having kids, and you don't break any laws. Do those four things. Among both black Americans and white Americans, the poverty rate for people who check those four boxes in the single digits. If you don't do those four things, you're much more likely to become poor, whether you're black or white. And you're much more likely to turn to a life of crime, whether you're black or white. Your color has nothing to do with it. Reparations has nothing to do with it. It has to do whether you complete high school, you get a job, get married before kids, don't break any laws. Those are the only four things you have to teach your kid if the only thing you want to do is keep your kid from being in poverty. Like, do you know anybody who's checked those four boxes? Who's in poverty? No. Look at the people in poverty. Odds are they didn't check those four boxes. This is the key to life. It's not that complicated. It really isn't. But there are so many hucksters who'll tell you otherwise. All right. The excitement builds. Coolpool 2023. We've got a list of people who went 3 for 3 on their celebrity death picks. I don't think we've ever had so many correct answers. I mean, many years, no one picked 3 for 3. But this year, we had a lot. And we also have some of the top choices for 2024 based on how often they were picked in 2023 and they did not die. So we'll give you a list of top prospects, too. And we'll take some of your calls as well. And you could give us your predictions live on the air. Although, you know, most everybody's going to go to KFIAM640.com, the John Cobell page, and enter there. That's where you could get the ballot online. Deborah Mark has the news live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobell Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.